It's Brad Meyer. And Brad is a wonderful guitar player and knows a zillion songs, and some of them are very funny and others are more serious. So not sure what he's doing tonight, but what are you looking for? He's looking for his white bag. There it is. So welcome Brad Meyer to the stage.
Going to be close enough. All right. Can you hear is the vocal getting out there okay? Sounds like it is. This is my Thanksgiving song. Thanksgiving's almost over. So this is about my last chance to do it in public. It's by Peter and Lou Berryman. And they are somewhat diabolical. This song is not for the faint of heart. It may make you feel unhappy before it makes you feel relatively happy at the end. Actually, we're in Lexington, so I think I can guarantee it'll make you feel unhappy before it makes you feel happy. It's about the consequences of what happens when someone with a little too much social awareness is asked to speak in public. It's called Uncle Dave's Grace. Thanksgiving Day, Uncle Dave was our guest. He reads the Progressive, which makes him depressed. When we asked Uncle Dave if he'd like to say grace, a dark desolation crept over his face. Thanks, he began, as he stared at his knife, to poor Mr. Turkey for living his life. All crowded and cramped, the great metal shed where his life was a drag, and they cut off his head. Thanks, he went on, for the grapes in my wine, picked by sick women of 79, rambling all morning for bunch after bunch, and then brushing the pesticides off of their lunch. I'm thankful for the stuffing all heaped on my fork, shiny with sausage descended from pork. When I think of the trucks full of pigs that I see, I can't help but imagine what they think of me. Continuing, I'd like to thank, if you please, this salad bowl packed out of tropical trees. And for this mahogany table and chair, we thank all the jungles that used to be there. For cream in our coffee and milk in our mugs, we thank all the cows full of hormones and drugs, whose calves are removed at a very young age and force-fed as veal in a minuscule cage. Stick around, it gets worse. Thanks for the furnace that heats up these rooms, and thanks for the rich fossil fuel it consumes, corrupting the atmosphere ounce after ounce. But we're warm and toasty, and that is what counts. I'm grateful, he said, for the clothes on my back, lovely and comfy and cheap off the rack, fashioned in warehouses noisy and cold in China by seamstresses 7 years old. a silverware setting that shines in honor of miners who died in the mines. Worn down by the shoveling of tailings in piles whose runoff destroys all the rivers for miles. We thank the reactor for this bright chandelier, although the plutonium won't disappear. For hundreds of decades, still will be there, but a few more Chernobyls, and who's going to care? Sighed Uncle Dave, there's much more to be told, but the wine's getting warm and the bird's getting cold. And with that, he sat down as he mumbled again, oh, thank you for everything, amen. We felt so guilty when he was all through. There seemed to be one of two things we could do. We could live in a cave in the nude. We could live in the nude without food in a cave. There it is. Or next year have someone say grace besides Dave. Thank you. Thank you. On the whole, I think the second of those is the simpler solution. That's just my opinion.
Great Thanksgiving song from Brad, from the Berrymans, actually. Let's give Brad another hand.